Our expansion phase really began in the early 1980s with an event called the Big Bang, which was the financial liberalization that took place under Reagan and Thatcher. Originally, we had capital controls that prevented money from moving all over the world, so money was more or less trapped within nation states. In 1982, those capital controls were removed to allow money to go anywhere in the world that it wanted. So, of course, it did, on a massive scale. This is really why we needed to institute a whole range of transnational governance mechanisms. So we needed to control the flows of money as they moved all over the world, because now money was going everywhere. So we had the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, the North American Free Trade Agreement, the European Union, the World Trade Organization, the European Single Currency, the Euro, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. All of these are transnational mechanisms for governing flows of money. We increased the scale of everything we did. We increased the scale of trade. We increased the length of trading relationships and the importance of them. We trade across the world for essentials these days, and we trust that that will continue. We increased the scale of governance. We offshored a lot of production. We created a tremendous trade dependency, and we built up a system that's just in time, with no margins for error. So we have a very brittle system at the moment at the international level. In the process, we blew a major financial bubble based on a huge expansion of credit and debt. It's in fact the largest financial bubble in the history of the world because we turbocharged it with fossil fuels. So we were able to reach for the sky in terms of complexity because we had access to a really cheap energy source. So what we've had is an enormous credit expansion, as I said. Now, as I said before, inflation is an increase in the supply of money plus credit relative to available goods and services. The implication is that there are two ways you can have inflation, either by increasing the money fraction or the credit fraction. If you increase the money fraction, you're taking your real wealth pie and cutting it into many, many more pieces, each of which will be very small. That's a currency hyperinflation, like modern-day Zimbabwe, like Weimar Germany in 1923. So that's what happens if you're getting out a printing press and generating real physical currency. But that's not what we did. We had a credit hyperexpansion, in which case you don't cut your real wealth pie into smaller pieces. You create, for the same number of pieces of pie, more and more and more claims to each and every one of them. So you create excess claims to underlying real wealth. It's still inflation because you're still increasing the effective money supply. But it doesn't look like having to use a $1 trillion note to buy a cup of coffee. It doesn't end up working that same way, and it doesn't resolve itself in the same way either.